summer just sounds so much better when you're listening to E-Radio, entertainment radio on the go.
It is Friday the 18th of December and you're listening to Plugged In with your host Samantha DeBrain on E-Radio, and today's show marks two very special occasions, the first being that it is my wonderful little nephew's third birthday today, and if you have been following the show you would see that he is a huge part of the show and an even bigger part of me, so I have a little special something for him planned towards the end of the show. The second part is that it is the last show of 2020 for me here on E-Radio, and I am so excited for what 2021 has to bring. And this is just a huge shout out to the boss man, Ion Engelbrecht, for giving me the opportunity and for asking me to host my own show here on E-Radio. Ion, thank you for trusting me with your station and for the huge amounts of support from you, as well as to you, the listeners, my friends and family that have been with me along this journey, and for your beautiful words of encouragement and support and all the laughter along the way.
You are listening to Sam the Brain on E-Radio.
That was, of course, my naughty little nephew, AJ, who turns 3 today. And he's just loved helping me promote my radio show. And while we're on the topic of promotion, we have some wonderful shows lined up for this weekend under the Sam Management Agency. And obviously, everything is done to COVID precautions as well as to the new restrictions around the amount of people allowed at the shows. So for people that are going to be in the Cape Town area, you can catch Amy Chasink at Brauhaus Langebaan from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday. And then on Sunday, you can catch Amy again at the Radisson Blue at the V&A Waterfront. And Matt Gardner will be performing at Stoker's Arms in Kloof. So guys, if you're going to go out to any of these venues, please, please, please make sure that you are wearing your masks and that you are sanitizing constantly.
This is E-Radio.
This year of 2020 has most definitely been my hardest year yet, and I'm sure for many of you listening, it would apply to you as well. Something that this year has definitely taught me is huge amounts of strength as well as resilience, especially in this music industry and entertainment industry, the arts industry. I know many industries have been affected, but I'm speaking mostly about my industry and how I've had to learn to bounce straight back. And one of the biggest highlights that has happened to me in 2020 would definitely have been doing the PR and radio plugging for the biggest independent artist in the world, which is Lauv. And this happened just before lockdown, and it definitely saw me through lockdown as well. But to end 2020, I'm ending it on the absolute highest note, and that's where this resilience came in, of just not giving up, because this is an industry that I absolutely love and I'm hugely passionate for. And being in the radio side of things has just reignited this passion, which has led me to having a Canadian alternative pop band on my show today. And they go by the name of Neon Dreams. Their song Life Without Fantasies has just taken the South African radio by storm, basically. And I am more than excited to announce that they are going to be on the show later today. In just a few moments, I'm going to get them on the line. And even more excited to announce that the Sam Management Agency and myself are going to be responsible for bringing them here to South Africa, where there's been such a massive demand for them.
Entertainment Radio on the go. This is E-Radio.
If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Plugged In with your host, Samantha DeBrain. And as much as I would love this year to continue just so I can continue my radio show, I am ending it with the biggest highlight of my show yet. I have the Canadian alternative pop duo, which consists of Frank Cadillac and Adrian Morris. They are known as Neon Dreams. I am pretty sure that most of the country, as well as worldwide, have heard about these guys, especially here in South Africa, where their track, Life Without Fantasies, a year after its release, has gone completely viral. Absolutely viral. We came across these guys, we had a look at their social media, their Instagram has blown up, in particularly with the South African flag all over, which led to there being a massive demand of bringing these guys to South Africa. More of those details are going to be spoken about later on in the show. But right now, I would just love to introduce both Frank and Adrian to the show. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thank you for having us.
It is such a pleasure. And I'm even more excited about this interview, knowing that in just a couple months, you guys are going to be landing and walking on South African soil.
Yes.
How does that feel? Like, did you ever think that South Africa would be on your radar?
It's funny. You don't really think about, you don't think that far outside of your country. Like, in Canada, we were like, oh, it would be great to go to America and get big there. And our American friends were like, we would love to go to Europe. So it's, now we're realizing, there's no borders,
mm-hmm.
and going to South Africa is very attainable for anybody,
Absolutely. And right now the South African market is so hungry for you guys to get here. And the thing is, though, it's your music that's translated to them. Like I mentioned off air, that you playing the ukulele really translates into the South African market, as we've got a lot of artists who play ukulele here as well. So when this video surfaced of you playing that and you guys just jamming out, the South African market is so hungry for your type of music, especially now during this pandemic, and we have just hit another lockdown here. So when you guys get here early next year, I can guarantee you guys are pretty much going to be bombarded. Obviously, to a point, we have to make sure that there's only so many people that bombard you right now, obviously with the restrictions. but you guys are definitely going to get here and have a good time and be so welcomed by the South African community, because I must say we love our culture. We love inviting people into our space, so it's going to be a beautiful thing to be able to welcome you guys too.
Well, we are definitely excited to make it over there. I know. I think it's the thing we've looked forward to the most through all this. It's having this song do what it's done there has just made us excited for when we can play there.
Yeah. It's what was I saying the other day? I was all these great messages are coming in, and so the first time we when something good happens, we usually kind of just go to it right away. The first time we can't be there right away, mm-hmm. and so we don't know what it's.
There's anticipation. Like, yeah. We're just ready to do it.
Frank, you mentioned, there are no borders. And I think that definitely applies to the current age with technology, is that you are able to cross those borders without even having to step foot. And a good example would be that you guys were able to penetrate the South African music industry by just releasing a song that came all the way from Canada through technology and landed here in South Africa. And it was actually one of my very own artists, Matt Gardner, that introduced me to you guys, where he's like, Sam, you've got to hear these guys. And that's when he did a Instagram live video with you. And that's pretty much where this journey started. And that is a beautiful thing, is that you can release music from anywhere in the world. And it comes to this point where now I have you guys on my show. We're going to be playing some of your incredible music, which is only going to lead to you guys being here in a couple of months. So the way the world works, the way borders are crossed without even having to step foot before it happens, it is just, it's magical. It truly is.
Yeah, it proves that, like, you know, everybody, anyone that like kind of thinks that like they don't belong somewhere, like, this proves that you do belong somewhere. Sometimes it's just like sometimes what you're doing might not belong right where you are right now, or it might just be too ahead of its time that it'll exist a year later from now. You know, there's enough success in the world for like everybody that creates art. That's what I think.
Absolutely. But I'm also a firm believer of things happen when they are meant to, you know, when the time is ready. And perhaps this is just when your guys' time was, you know, meant to take place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
But yeah. I want to go back a bit, because this is not just about Life Without Fantasies. This is about the beginning of Neon Dreams. Where did it start with you guys? I know you guys all went to the same high school, right?
No, it was separate. So our manager, Matt, I met him in high school.
Okay.
And then we met Adrian in another high school.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like joined forces.
And then our producer that we write everything with, I went to high school with him. So it was like two high schools. Two groups of friends, yeah. Clyde.
Yeah. Yeah. I, my first band and the first big show we had, our drummer like was just like not feeling it and just couldn't make it, and he just didn't want to be in the band anymore at that point. And so we had like 2 days to find a drummer, and we found him on YouTube playing covers, and we asked him if he could learn our songs in 2 days, and he learned all our songs in 1 day. And then we played the show, and I've literally been in like 4 different bands with him ever since, and I've seen him probably more than I've seen any person in my family like every day since that day. So
that's beautiful. But you can see the synergy between you guys, and you're constantly bouncing off each other, you know, just with the energy, your live performances, your songwriting, the touring. You guys, you ultimately will become brothers, especially while, you know, on this journey together. So I suppose you've got to spend as much time together as possible, because you're a team, essentially, you know? Obviously,
I think we're already there. Yeah. I think the brotherhood's already there. That's already solidified.
So, that bond's there and not to be broken.
Yeah.
So, Frank, I had spent the last couple days listening to the songwriting behind some of your hit singles, and they really, really spoke to me. I connected with them on another level, and I so badly just wanted to know deeper about them, because I could feel what it is that you were feeling. It wasn't just me listening to the words, but the way that you expressed it, essentially, you know, you could hear it in your vocals. And then I came to a beautiful quote, actually, that's in your bio. I'm just going to pull this up here, because then it just made so much sense to me, where it says, I'm not going to force people to live a better life, but when they want to feel better, they have a place to go. And that, when I read that, it all made sense to me, because I had already connected with the music. I already had a place to go and listen to them. So there's been a few of your tracks that have been on repeat, you know, in particular, the ones that really did speak to me would be I'm just trying to find, We Were Kings, as well as, you know, Times Square, and then If Not Now, When? And obviously those are more of the you know, the stripped down, piano-driven, acoustic, ballad-type tracks, but there is so much depth behind it. Where does that come from with you?
It's all, I have this like theory of like anyone that's fans of us, they're like different versions of us. So, and we're just like at a different level, not in a weird way, but like in a way that we experienced a lot of things that we can relate to almost everyone we're fans about. So I try to just talk about the real things that made me who I am, the things that I went through, that I overcame. And just like, at the end of the day, we want to help people get through the day. And one of my dreams is to help people find the true selves. I mean, I used to try to like just help people with tasks every day. Like just like I'd hear things and I'd talk to people. And then I'm like, okay, I want to do this, this and that. And then I realized, you know, like a lot of people just don't want your help. And then I realized, you know, I got a voice, I got music. I can just, you know, I can make something positive for people when they need it and not force it on them, because, you know, people will, when they need something, they're going to go get it. And I wanted to build this home that they can just walk into, like whenever they want, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, like they got it. And I feel like my mission's complete. Yeah.
That really is beautiful, because your music will end up being timeless just because of the lyrical content behind it. And I know that there have been people that have already reached out to you that have told you how your music has either saved their lives or, you know, changed their lives or given them new perspective. And that in itself will give you so much more meaning behind why you wrote that song, and, you know, even more meaning to keep on going, because that is essentially what music is about. It is connecting people, and you're able to connect people globally. And that is the most beautiful thing behind music, is that sometimes when words can't speak, music does. And that's essentially what you guys have done in this situation. So well done for writing music that has got heart, that has got love behind it, and it's got hope as well. It's uplifting. Is that you have thrown in your own struggles in order to be to be able to be relatable. And I think that's a lot of the time where people misconceive the connection between them and an artist. You know, they automatically think that an artist is up here, you know, just because they have the celebrity status, where you have been able to bring yourself down in a way where you are able to connect with your fans on a level where you would be able to understand some of the things that they would be going through. And I think in that, you will have fans for life.
Mm-hmm. That makes me happy when you say that.
Yeah, that was like really well put.
Thanks. Thanks. I have connected with your music a lot in these last couple weeks. So yeah, they really, the songs have really spoken to me. But lyrics are not the only thing that make your guys hit tracks. There's a really incredible drummer that is sitting beside you, and I came across an amazing solo that you did, Adrian, and you just rocked it.
I'm trying to figure out what it's from, because it's been a while since I ripped a drum solo on stage, so I'm curious to see what you're going to bring up here.
Let me actually see if I can find it. If not, what I'll do is I'll post it on my it on my Facebook page, and then I'll tag you just as a reminder. But regardless, you are a phenomenal drummer.
Hey, thank you.
Absolutely. And obviously you are, I'm assuming you will work hand in hand with your producer, but you know, a track needs a really great beat, and you've definitely brought that.
Yeah, totally. I think one thing that
people don't understand when they look at us is that we kind of like, we touch everything in the track, whether it be the drums. Like Frank will work on the drums, you know what I mean? Or our producer will work on the drums, and like I might work on guitar parts or key parts. Or
yeah.
We kind of work in a way to straighten our compositions, and we're like touching every single part of it. So even though on stage usually it's like I'm just a drummer, it's kind of like, I play guitar on stage too for some songs, but it's kind of this cool thing that you don't see with a lot of bands where we're hopping between all of these different instruments throughout the whole show.
Kujan's one of the most talented musicians in Canada.
In Canada? Wow. That's fair.
We've been around the block. I've seen it all.
No, that is amazing to be able to be multifaceted within the band, because you can just be hands-on and grab what it is that you need to. And sometimes you can't always explain what it is that you want something to sound like. So you just pick up the instrument and you just play it.
Totally. When we go to work on our songs live, I learn every single part in the song, whether it be even the bass part, the guitar part, the key part. It's like I want to make sure that I know what's happening in each part. So when we go to work on it, it's like I have a full understanding of what's going on in the live show, so we can bring it to its biggest potential we possibly can when we actually go and execute and perform it.
Awesome. That is amazing. I want to just go back to, obviously, everyone that is listening to the show right now are dying to find out, number one, if they haven't heard you before, what it is that we are speaking about in terms of this hit single that has gone viral in South Africa. And for those that haven't heard about you, this is going to be the best introduction. So right now, I am going to play the hit song that is happening right now in South Africa, Life Without Fantasies. But just before I do, what is the meaning behind that track?
It's a beautiful meaning. It's something I discovered while I was in Denmark. I went to Denmark, say 2019, and it was in Copenhagen. It's like one of the, apparently it's the top five happiest place in the world, and I was just observing the culture as much as I can. When I go to the cities, I don't do tourist things. I try to like just ask my friends that I meet or producers I'm working with, that writers or whatever, like I ask them, just take me out like you'd be going out with your friends.
I love that. Don't mind me.
And I'm, you know, like,
yeah.
And I observed the culture. I barely took any videos and stuff because I was so fascinated and just like paying so much attention. And I had one of the best nights of my life. And the next day, when we started writing, I started writing about all these fantasies I wanted as like this kid that nobody really cared about. Like I wanted all these things just to prove that I'm cool and look at me. But I realized that the happiest people in the world just want simple things, and it's like the company of others, love, and like friendship, that was Denmark to me, you know, and that's all I wanted, you know, love, a little bit of pain to know it's real. And
I love that line, by the way, because it's so true, is you've got to have a little bit of pain to know what is real, you know. We would just be almost like flatlining in this constant state and, you know, not knowing actually what is real, but that pain almost does put a lot into perspective. That's a beautiful line.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what, and that was, it was just, we wrote it all, and it just happened. It was just an experience I was going through, and I thought people would really enjoy it. And it's funny because after I wrote it, I called manager, my mom, my sister. It was the biggest song, best song I ever made. And like, then we released it, nothing happened.
Oh, 4 years.
Yeah.
And then there was obviously that bit of disappointment.
Yeah. Well, you move forward. You're like, okay, let's just like keep to the drawing board. Let's keep trying different things.
It was like we had this album out and like there was other songs on it doing really well, but that was one of the songs we expected to do
the best.
Best out of all of them. And it kind of was just like an album track, you know, until South Africa took a hold of it and turned it into what it is right now.
Oh man, I love my country, especially for what they have done for you guys. but you know, personally, that is definitely one of my favorite tracks on the album. And I say one of because I've completely fallen in love with two of the other tracks, which are We Were Kings as well as If Not Now, When. So I have gone and put a little green heart next to both of those on Spotify. But right now, I would love everyone to hear what it is that has made you guys go viral here in South Africa. And that is this track, Life Without Fantasies by Neon Dreams.
I wanna have a bet on Beverly Hills. Grandma gon' be dead when she see the gold grills. Spend a couple stacks on a one-night thrill. That be okay, ayy. I wanna get a fade like every other day. Got them bad and bougies on the way. I wanna see the look on my teacher's face from my Bentley. Hey. What is life? What is life without fantasies? Yeah. Wish I could hop out of rain and get the hell out this place. I'd hop a choo-choo train straight to outer space. What is life without fantasies? Yeah. I don't need a lot, I don't need a range. I just want love, a little bit of pain. I just need you, your company. I just need you, your ecstasy. I don't need a ball, I don't need a chain. I just want love, a little bit of change. I just need you, your company. Get it all off my chest. Everything I wish I said. I take a real stand to all those that hurt me. What is life? What is life without fantasies? Yeah. I don't need a lie, I don't need a range. I just want love, a little bit of pain. I just need you, your company. I just need you, your ecstasy.
Get the eRadio SA app right now for free on the Google Play Store. Entertainment Radio on the go.
If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Plugged In with your host, Samantha DeBrain on eRadio. And we still have the phenomenal Canadian alternative pop duo Neon Dreams on the line with me today. And it really does mark such a special day, being my last show of 2020, and I honestly could not think of a better way to end this year than to have this incredible duo on my show. You have just listened to their brand new, well, actually not brand new, I would say their biggest hit single right now in South Africa, and that is Life Without Fantasies. The guys were just saying how they released the single and thought that it would just blow up. And a year later, it has blown up here in our home country of South Africa. And we could not be more proud, especially with having these guys here. So welcome again, Frank and Adrian. And I can tell you that all these listeners are definitely going to be probably one of the first to make sure that they now follow you on social media and are at your shows that will be coming up, which I think management and I have been chatting about you guys coming end of April, early May. So for those that are listening, you have heard that for the very first time that Neon Dreams will be making their first appearance here in South Africa. Guys, you've got to be excited for this trip.
More than excited.
I'm looking forward to it more than Christmas.
Seeing something different, this just sparks for me, like it sparks like new ideas. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of our songs like have been just been written all over the world, like from travel. Because mm-hmm. like when you get into a new place, it's like I always wanted to escape as a kid. Like I was like, oh, I just want to like leave planet Earth or something. And then when I started traveling, it felt like I left the whole world, because like everything is different. The rules are different. Food are different. The way people talk. It's just so beautiful to me. I love traveling. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to make sure that this is the best experience yet. And we're also going to set you up with some amazing songwriters and perhaps some producers while you are here, just so you guys can experience what the music scene is here locally, for you guys to work with some of our incredible artists, which will be amazing for you, but probably even more amazing for them. So we'll be sending you guys some links and some demos for you guys to listen to for sure.
Yes.
But I want to chat about your brand new album. And that is The Happiness of Tomorrow. That was released this year. Obviously, your previous album, Sweet Dreams Till Sunbeams, and that is where Life Without Fantasies is from. But your current album, Happiness of Tomorrow, I have listened to that album, and the track that stands out to me is the title track, obviously, The Happiness of Tomorrow. Again, connected so deeply with the lyrics. Obviously, I have gone and looked at the lyrics, done a little bit of research into it, but I would love to hear from your mouth, where did that inspiration come from?
So during the pandemic, I was watching this movie called Perks of Being a Wallflower. Have you watched that before?
What is it called?
Oh, Perks of Being a Wallflower?
Yes, I have. I have watched that.
Yeah. And like that's where I got the whole idea for how to theme the album, because I like writing for our fans, like our lives and thinking about what they're going through. I'm like, I've never told our coming of age story. So, and directly after I watched that movie, I was like just crying and just like reflecting, and I started off making those chords. Everything you hear in that song is just I should send you the recording. You'll probably like it.
Yeah, but
it's just me like just sobbing, thinking about like everything in high school. So that movie is like my life just reflected in a whole different way. It's crazy. But I just wanted to let people, well, like I wanted it to be a conversation, like as if you were with a friend, like just let them know I lost somebody in my life and I blamed myself for it. And it's very true. And I think a lot of us do that when that happens to someone really close, especially if they try to reach out and you didn't realize. And that was part of my problem, a lot of my issues, because I buried it deep inside of me for a while. And it wasn't until I expressed my problems with it that I got better. You know, so showing people my true self was like the hardest thing.
Yeah.
And you never know, you always have that thing in the back of your head, like, will people really accept me knowing these thoughts that I have right now? And they did. So, and that's why I wanted to put it out there like that.
I think that many of us, one of the things that we battle with is vulnerability. you know, being vulnerable and actually just to say, look, this has affected me and I'm actually not okay. You know, with especially with losing someone. Myself this year, I've lost 3 close friends, and one of which she took her life. And as well as, you know, trying to be able to, while wanting to have helped her through those stages for her not to make that decision, you know, you come to understand that it was their decision to make, as much as you would have wanted to help that person. But then you've also got to say, look, I'm not okay. Even though it was their decision, I'm still not okay with how this has affected me. And I think being able to be vulnerable shows another type of strength, because you are able to relate to people who are going through the same thing. And you guys are being put in a position that you're able to do that, that you're singing about meaningful things that draw people in to where they are able to make sense of their situation, and more so that they're not alone. So it's a beautiful thing that you guys are doing, both of you.
Thank you, yeah.
But something else I noticed about the happiness of tomorrow is that you guys, listening to your albums, is that you definitely cannot be boxed into a genre. Absolutely not. It changes, but it's so refreshing, because that is ultimately what has made me listen to the albums, is that the sound is the same, the sound is you guys, but it evolves. So it's just taking you on this constant journey. And something that I picked up with the production of The Happiness of Tomorrow is that it's almost got this punk rock arrangement to it. Particularly, like in the guitar, it really does, and just like spoke to me. And then, but then, like, the melody lends itself to this pop ballad, you know. Mm-hmm. And how you manage to sync the two punk rock ballad into each other is just pure genius.
We grew up loving all different types of music, mm-hmm. and like, as we're in bands and stuff, like, we never fit in anywhere, you know? Like, it's just, like, no one understood what we were trying to do. Mm-hmm. And then we were always trying to impress people. So I think we got to a point where we just, like, stopped caring about all that and just made what we thought felt right, especially for us and our fans, and let everybody else kind of catch up with it.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. It's like the punks wouldn't accept us. Or like the rock world wouldn't accept us, the pop world wouldn't accept us, or even like the singer-songwriter world wouldn't accept us, but we drew from all those different things to create our own sort of vibe, you know what I mean? And like, I think that relates to the lyrics too, about like, we're kind of like outsiders in a sense. Yeah. So I don't know, I think the reason why our music sounds like it does is because there's so much influence drawn from all over the place, but we like so many things about all those different genres.
Yeah. And what a better way to incorporate it into your music is that, you know, growing up, you would have been exposed to all types of music. So why choose one? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what? Pretty much your songs is like a lucky packet. You're not quite sure what it is that one is going to pull out of it at that stage of the playlist. Yeah. And it's exciting. Your music is exciting, not quite knowing what is next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's I love surprising people with stuff that we're working on.
It's funny, even like the ideas we're playing with now don't necessarily sound like the album we just put out.
Yeah.
Well, we cannot wait to hear what else it is that is going to be coming out. But for those that are listening, you can find this incredible duo all over social media, Instagram, Facebook. All you have to do is type in at Neon Dreams and you will find them there. But right now I am going to play one of their singles off their latest album, and that is Happiness of Tomorrow. We'll be right back.
I start to recover all the good times and the bad times. Yeah, the good times and the bad times. Yeah, one of these days I call you my lover. Cause when I'm with you, I start to recover all the good times and the bad times. Yeah, the good times and the bad times. Yeah, one of these days I call you my lover. Cause when I'm with you, I start to recover, yeah.
I don't know just who I'm supposed to be, but Lord knows we both need a victory. I don't know how long it's supposed to be, but Lord knows we both need a victory.
If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Plugged In with your host Samantha DeBrain, and we still have the guys from Neon Dreams on the line, and we are going to be speaking about their brand new release, which is titled Times Square. I listened to this track pretty much just moments before it was released, and it followed with the most beautiful, simple, minimalistic music video that you just have to check out. Go over to YouTube and you will find that video there. I want to know, what is this track about? Because it's this key-driven song and it's got the most pure vocal progression. It's almost like this angelic vibe that comes through, but it hits you so hard in the heart.
It's like I don't hear a lot of it, but it's like hopeful. It's like a hopeful kind of, so you break up with somebody, but you're still hopeful for the future, and you still love each other, but like it's just not working right now because you're in two different worlds. And that's like, as an artist, long distance relationships is like very, it's a big thing. And even it's not just but like your partner, but like your friendships, your family, everything is super long distance. And sometimes you lose people in that process.
Yeah.
And it is a hard thing. And but I'm as who I am now, like I'm still hopeful for things to get better in the future, for old friendships to come back together and all that. And I think a song like that needs to be out there. So I know hearing stuff now, it's just like it's over and it's like done with, and there's no good ending to this all. So,
I think that song really applies to a lot of people now. You know, I think a lot of people have had to face many hard times during this pandemic, and I think it's affected many families, relationships, friendships. So this is definitely going to be a song that will almost make you reminisce about this person the moment you listen to the song, which in all honesty could probably trigger a simple message to them just to check in and say hi. So for anyone that is listening to the show right now, after you have listened to this most beautiful song, Times Square by Neon Dreams, have a think of who it is that you perhaps have lost touch with or that you haven't made amends with, and use this as an opportunity to reach out to that person, regardless of what their response may be. You know, obviously there's been people that have meant a lot to you that you should just try reconnect again with, not just for them, but for yourselves as well. And I think that's definitely what the guys here of Neon Dreams is trying to do, is to heal broken hearts, is to reconcile relationships, and just to spread their message of love and memories and, most importantly, happiness. So here is Times Square by Neon Dreams.
We had our reasons. We loved each other to pieces. I was in pieces. Long was the distance. When you came back home to visit, it was so different. So we had to let each other go. Harder than a heart should ever know. If it's meant to be, then down the road. One day I'll be there, running to you, right in the middle of Times Square. One day I'll be there, running to you, right in the middle of Times Square. We can fall in love again. Yeah, we can fall in love again. Sometimes I wonder, what if we made it through summer? Sometimes I wonder. Oh, I can see it now. You and I building a life together like we always talked about. But we had to let each other go. Harder than a heart should ever know. If it's meant to be, then down the road. One day I'll be there, running to you, right in the middle of Times Square. One day I'll be there, running to you, right in the middle of Times Square. We can fall in love again. Yeah, we can fall in love again. We had our reasons. I still love you to pieces. One day I'll be there, running to you, right in the middle of Times Square. Ooh, baby, I'll be there, running to you, right in the middle of Times Square. We can fall in love again. Yeah, we can fall in love again. We can fall in love again. Yeah, we can fall in love again.
That was Neon Dreams with their brand new single, which was released last week, Friday. You definitely would have heard it on my show if you were listening last week. But it has now come towards the end of my show, which means it is also the end of my last show of 2020. And I am honored to be ending it off with having Neon Dreams on my show. But before I go, as you know, I dedicate this show every week to someone very special. And that very special person is obviously a huge highlight of the show this year, and that is my little nephew, AJ. AJ, I know this probably won't mean a lot to you right now, but when you're big, you can say, I had that cool auntie who had those even cooler guys on her show. And AJ, I've got a little special something for you.
What's up, AJ? It's Neon Dreams.
Hey, AJ.
And we just want to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
We heard it's your third birthday, so...
Yes.
Fourth. Is it fourth third, or third?
Third. But don't third worry. Birthday. Don't worry. We'll keep this for the fourth one, too. But yes. Happy birthday, my babe. Love you so much. Sammy loves you. And we're going to celebrate your party this weekend.
You are listening to Sam the Brain on E Radio.
Guys, before I let you go, where can we find you on social media?
You can find us at everywhere at Neon Dreams.
And that's everywhere. It's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Everywhere is just at Neon Dreams.
Amazing. And I know that you guys are very responsive and interactive with your fans. So everyone that is listening, follow these guys, pop them a message, comment, and also let them know where in South Africa you would love to have them tour to while we are busy prepping the schedule for their tour, which is going to happen towards the end of April, early May. Comment everywhere and let us know where you would like to see them so we can plan a little sneaky tour to come and visit you. Obviously, every one of these shows will be, you know, precaution by the COVID regulations, and masks will be worn, sanitizer will be sprayed, and we will make sure that at the time of the show, we will adhere to the limit of people at these shows. So stay tuned to their social medias to find out all the information as well as the tour dates, and you can be one of the first people to book tickets to these. Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for being on my show today, and we'll definitely be chatting soon.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
This is E-Rodeo.
We really have now come to the end of my show today, which means the end of Plugged In for 2020. And now before I get emotional, because many of you know how emotional I can get, I am going to play out with a song by Neon Dreams, and it is a song that is so reminiscent of my time this year with some of the most beautiful people that mean the world to me, my friends and my family that have been along this journey with me, not just in radio, but in life as well. This entire process would also not have been possible without God, and this is all greatness and glory to Him. So for the last time of 2020, I pray that you have a blessed day, a blessed rest of your year. Keep safe and know that you truly are so loved.
Sometimes we dance, sometimes we fight, sometimes we lift, get lifted all night. That's how we live, yeah. That's who we are, that's what we do. Hey, Charlie with the fang, Jason with the chain, Adrian and James, they brought the bar. Corey's at the door, Maddie's on the porch, I'm wasted on the floor. Right where we all belong. Some friends, he brought some wine. We emptied the bag till we have a good time. We don't need no reason not to celebrate. Got Stacy screaming cheers from the chandelier. Jamie's getting weird. Matt's on guitar, playing Wonderwall, chasing waterfalls as we sing along. Right where we all belong. 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 Where we go, yeah. Where we go.
make you smile like a CPH. Young, wild and free on the streets of East Shoreditch. Arguably these were better days, but you shut the world out, trigger practice on my end. Frankie, stop, get off that wall. The people down below won't break your fall. Is this it? You're romantically dead, but you shut the world out, wrapping love around my neck. I was staring at my scar. And I realized if I didn't heal, yeah, I'd never get that far. Maybe it'll take some time. Maybe it'll take some time, ooh. Like waterfalls out your eyes. Maybe it'll take some time to move. As heavy as the days go by. Maybe it'll take some time, ooh. Like waterfalls out your eyes. Maybe it'll take some time to move.
I wish you would step off that ledge, my friend. Let's not be foolish, let's not pretend. People that you love will never hurt again.